Wilson of the International Secret Police. Of a map that Quan Wu dropped, Speed, Clint, Barney, and a detail of police are able to locate the secret hangar of the octopus. Before they can reach the hill which houses the planes of the criminal, however, Wu and the octopus arrive there and prepare for an immediate takeoff for Tibet. Just before the huge doors are rolled back to allow the planes to taxi out on the landing field, a lookout announces the arrival of the secret police, and the octopus orders his aviators to blast them with their machine guns as they zoom over their heads. Meanwhile, the boys in the police cars approach the hill that was indicated on the map. Yeah, this is the place, all right, Clint. You can see the peculiar formation of the baseline even from a car.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Pull up a minute, driver.
The other machines are stopping too, Clint. And Captain Dawes is getting out and heading this way.
Probably wants to know what we're going to do next. And so do I. Just what are we going to do, Clint?
Well, have to talk that over, Bonnie. Bob, I believe that the main entrance to that hangar is facing this way, don't you?
Oh, yes. Those mountains behind this hill certainly don't provide any sort of a landing field. This flat area is the only answer to such a problem.
I don't see how that hill could really be a hangar, Bob. It's just like any of the other hills around here.
That's what it is, Speed, according to this map.
And you should know by now how clever the octopus is at hiding his tracks from your experience at the Siang Dock, Speed.
I'll say so.
Might as well cut off your motor, driver. We'll go on from here by foot.
Yes, sir. Anything wrong, Mr. Valdo?
I don't think we'd better stay in the cars now, Captain Dawes. They provide too good a target should the octopus decide to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about spreading the men out into a fan-shaped advance? Now, judging from this map, we're facing the entrance to the hangar now.
Very good, sir.
And you'd better carry tear gas bombs, too. I hope that we can surprise the octopus and his gang before they take off. Once they're in the air, we won't have a chance of stopping them.
I'll give those orders to the men now, Mr. Dollar.
What I want to know is, how are we going to surprise anybody that's sitting in the middle of a hill?
We certainly won't by sitting in this car. All right. Pile out, everybody.
Too bad it's daylight. We'd have a better chance if it was dark, wouldn't we?
Not necessarily, Speed. It's going to be hard enough to find the entrance to the hangar in daylight, much less in the dark.
The map shows us one entrance, a small one, but I can't find any trace of a larger one, and it must exist. How else could they get the planes out?
Say, nothing bothers that octopus guy. He probably catapults them out of the top of the hill like a volcano.
You're ready, Mr. Barlow?
Golly. Didn't take the captain long to station his men.
Well, we'll have to work fast on this job. I'm just hoping that the octopus has pulled in his lookouts.
Suffering wang doodles. I never thought of them. Maybe he knows we're out here.
You'll have to chance that, Bonnie. There's been no sign of anything yet. He probably thinks himself completely safe and he's drawn in all his outposts. Oh, Bob.
Yes, Clint.
Comparing the hill with a map, now where would you say the entrance was located?
By that clump of bushes near the base.
I see. Then we'll make that objective. Will you take that message to Captain Dawes?
All right. Right away, Clint.
Now, let's see now. I don't think there's anything we've overlooked. We're all armed and have plenty of ammunition.
As long as the octopus stays on the ground, we have an even chance. But if he takes to the air before we catch up with him, we should have broad anti-aircraft guns along.
Oh, don't be a sap, Barney. This isn't a war.
Tell that to the octopus.
Look. Bob's waving his arm. They're all ready to go, Clint.
Yeah, okay. Stay beside me, Matthew, and follow orders to the letter.
Yes, sir.
Advance! On the double quick!
All right, Matthew.
Boy, if you ask me, we got plenty of what it takes. Going after the octopus gang like this in broad daylight. Not many guys that'd do it.
Oh, stop bragging and save your breath. They're liable to need it if the Oxford gang spots us before we get to some sort of protection.
Yeah. It's sure out in the open now.
Hey, look. The whole side of the hill is moving back.
Look,
the doors of the secret hangar. Those planes will be taxing out for a takeoff at any minute. All you men, charge!
Charge!
Look at that black and silver plane leading them out.
I'll bet my bottom dollar that's the Octopus plane.
Look, Kuan Yu, the police are here.
Bad. Now they know where the secret hangar is hidden.
But their knowledge won't do them any good after my gunners get through with them, Wu.
Even should one escape, the hangar will no longer be safe for us. The last link with Hong Kong will be broken.
None shall escape. Strung out in a line as they are, they're entirely at my mercy. Fasten your safety belt, Kuan Yu. I'm about to take off.
Yes, Master.
Down upon the police.
Is there any danger of them shooting us down?
I shall be careful to stay out of range of their gunfire. I shall signal to my gunners to open fire at the proper moment, and then the police will think only of seeking cover instead of returning fire.
Look, we are almost upon them.
Yes. I shall give the signal to commence firing while we climb to a safer altitude.
How can you signal?
With the wings of my plane, like this.
The planes are dropping below us.
To fire upon our secret police. See, they're beginning to seek cover already.
They will be hard to hit from a plane.
Yes, but our fire will stop any notion that they may have of bringing us down. See, my gunners have begun the attack.
And the police are dropping to the earth.
They think to find safety by doing so. But I do not think they were wise to make such a move.
Look, they are returning our fire.
What?
Yes. See? Those three just below us.
Clint, Barlow, and Barney sent them. I might have known. But look, there's another plane bearing down upon them.
They will never live through that tail of bullets.
No, they will not. And the rest of the police are stretched out on the plane, too. My gunners have done a good job. I shall give them the signal to rejoin me.
They have seen your signal. They are beginning to gain altitude.
And when they are in position, we shall resume our flight to Tibet without the interference of the police.
Speed, are you all right?
Yes, Clint. How about you?
Okay, but don't move. No one must move until those planes are out of sight.
Boy, oh boy. I thought we was going ashore when that one plane nosed down toward us. Them machine gun bullets was making all sorts of fancy pictures in the dust around me. Getting closer and closer until that guy's gun jammed.
Figured he'd gotten us by that time.
The aviators of the Octopus gang can fly better than their gunners can shoot. Lucky for us. I wonder how Captain Dawes' men fared.
Not so good, judging from them groans. Let's go see.
No, wait. Those planes aren't quite out of sight yet.
They will be in a minute. Then what, Clint?
And we'll go to the secret hangar. I can see a few men moving about in there now, but they're paying no attention to us. Evidently think we're done for and want to close the hangar doors before anyone else should discover it.
Think we can get the jump on them before that happens?
Sure, and we can begin right now. The planes are out of sight. Quick, on your feet and keep your guns ready in case the gang inside the hangar should try an attack.
Just let them try it.
Look, isn't that Captain Dawes getting up?
Yes, come on, let's get over there to him.
Looks like quite a few of the police missed getting hit. Guess them flyers were more interested in getting away from here than in target practice.
Oh, Captain Dawes.
Yes, Barlow. How on earth did you ever escape that aerial attack? I saw that one plane heading right down for you.
I thought you were done for.
His gun jammed, Captain.
How many of your men are left, Captain?
We'll soon see.
Put it up again. Come on, men.
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. Those octopus gunners are bad shots.
Yes, we have a few wounded men that should be cared for immediately, but no fatalities as far as I can see.
How about taking the wounded over to the hangar out of this sun? They probably have a phone there, too, so as we can call an ambulance and also let Ying know where we are.
Yeah, but we'll have to capture the hangar first. Remember, some more of the octopus gangsters are in there.
They'll probably try to shoot their way to freedom. Oh, Steve, you stay here and watch over the wounded men. Captain Dawes, call your men for another advance. And this time, we'll be on an equal footing with the enemy.
Very well, fellow.
Clint, please let me go into the hangar with you.
No, Steve. It's more important that you stay here with the wounded. We can take care of the few men left in the hangar.
There may be more than you think.
Orders, Steve.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, let's get going. Everything's quiet in the hangar so far. Let's get over there before they decide we'll make good targets.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, do you think Steve will be all right back there alone, Clint?
Yes, the Titans won't be alone long. I don't think it'll take much time to round up the bunch in the hangar.
They're going to try and close the hangar doors.
Surrender, or we fire.
We might give them a shot or so over their heads so they'll know we really mean it.
Right, but aim high.
Say, running this way, I couldn't hit anything if I tried. Yeah. Look at them throwing down their guns and coming towards us with their hands in the air. Not much courage there.
They probably think if we lived through the machine gun bullets from the plane, nothing they could do could harm us.
It won't take any chance for the beggars, though. It's off the enemy.
Well, they're busy with that. Let's take a look in the hangar, Bonnie.
Okay. Boy, look at the inside of this hill. It's a nifty of a hangar, ain't it? Everything modern.
Yeah, and so well hidden that no one would ever dream of such a thing being here.
The octopus must have some magicians working for him to build a thing like this.
Yes. Hey, Bonnie, look, out where we left Speed.
Hey, it's one of the octopus fellas sneaking up behind him.
A sentry that we overlooked. Quick, we've got to stop him before it's too late.